Brothers and sisters.
我们请先读两处的圣经。
Let us read two places of scripture.
请首先翻开哥林多后书第一章。
Please first turn to first chapter of Second Corinthians.
我们请翻到第一章，看第三节，读到第十二节。
Let's read from chapter 1, verse 3 to 12.
愿颂赞归于我们的主耶稣基督的父神，就是发慈悲的父，是各样安慰的神。
Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, and the God of all comfort.
我们在一切患难中，他就安慰我们，叫我们能用神所赐的安慰去安慰那遭各样患难的人。
Who comfort us in all our tribulation, that we may able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comfort of God.
我们既多受基督的苦楚，就靠基督多得安慰。
For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also abounds by Christ.
我们受患难呢，是为叫你们得安慰，得拯救。我们得安慰呢，也是为叫你们得安慰，这安慰能叫你们忍受我们所受的那样苦楚。
And whether we be afflicted, it is for your consolation and salvation, which is effectual in the enduring of the same suffering which we also suffer. Or whether we be comforted, it is for your consolation and salvation.
我为你们所存的盼望是确定的，因为知道你们既是同受苦楚，也必同得安慰。
And our hope of you is steadfast, knowing that as you are partakers of the sufferings, so shall you be also of the consolation.
弟兄们，我们不要你们不晓得，我们从前在亚细亚遭遇苦难，被压太重，力不能胜，甚至连活命的指望都绝了。
For we would not, brethren, have you ignoring of our trouble which came to us in Asia, that we were pressed out of measure, above strength, insomuch that we despair even of life.
自己心里也断定是必死的，叫我们不靠自己，只靠叫死人复活的神。
But we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God which raised the dead.
他曾救我们脱离那极大的死亡，现在仍要救我们，并且我们指望他将来还要救我们。
Who delivered us from so great a death, and thus deliver, in whom we trust that he will yet deliver us.
你们以祈祷帮助我们，好叫许多人为我们谢恩，就是为我们因许多人所得的恩。
You also helping together by prayer for us, that for the gift bestowed upon us by the means of many persons, thanks may be given by many on our behalf.
我们所夸的是自己的良心，见证我们凭着神的圣洁和诚实，在世为人不靠人的聪明，乃靠神的恩惠，向你们更是这样。
For our rejoicing is this, the testimony of our conscience, that in simplicity and godly sincerity, not with fleshly wisdom, but by the grace of God, we have had our conversation in the world, and more abundantly to you, Lord.
再请翻到诗篇第七十三篇。诗篇第七十三篇。
Please turn to Psalm 73.
我们从第一节读到二十八节。
Let's read from verse 1 through 28.
诗篇第七十三篇。
Psalm 73.
神实在恩待以色列那些清心的人。
Truly God is good to Israel, even to such as are of a clean heart.
至于我，我的脚几乎失散，我的脚险些滑跌。
But as for me, my feet were almost gone, my steps had well nigh slipped.
我见恶人和狂傲人，想平安就心怀不平。
For I was envious at the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked.
他们死的时候没有疼痛，他们的气力却也壮实。
For there are no bands in their death, but their strength is firm.
他们不向别人受苦，也不向别人遭灾。
They are not in trouble as other men, neither are they plagued like other men.
所以，骄傲如链子戴在他们的项上，强暴像衣裳遮住他们的身体。
Therefore, pride compasses them about as a chain; violence covers them as a garment.
他们的眼睛因体胖而突出，他们所得的过于心里所想的。
Their eyes stand out with fatness. They have more than heart could wish.
他们讥笑人, 凭恶意说欺压人的话, 他们说话自高。
They are corrupted and speak wickedly concerning oppression. They speak lowly.
他们的口亵渎上天, 他们的舌毁谤全地。
They set their mouths against the heavens, and their tongue walks through the earth.
所以神的名归到这里, 喝尽了满杯的苦水。
Therefore, his people return here. The waters of a full cup were rolled out of them.
他们说,神怎能晓得? 至高者岂有知识呢?
And they say, how does God know? And is there knowledge in the Most High?
看啊,这就是恶人。他们既是常想安逸,财宝便加增。
Behold, these are the ungodly, who prosper in the world, they increase their riches.
我实在突然洁净了我的心,突然洗手表明无辜。
Verily, I have cleansed my heart in vain and washed my hands in innocency.
因为我终日遭灾难,每早晨受惩治。
For all the days long have I been plagued and chastened every morning.
我若说我要这样讲,这就是以奸诈待你的众子。
If I say I will speak thus, behold, I shall offend against the generation of thy children.
我思索怎能明白这事,眼看时系为难。
When I thought to know this, it was too painful for me.
等我进了神的圣所,思想他们的结局。
Until I went into the sanctuary of God, then understood at their end.
你实在把他们安在华地,使他们掉在沉沦之中。
Surely thou didst set them in slippery places, thou cast them down into destruction.
他们转眼之间成了何等的荒凉,他们被惊恐灭尽了。
How are they brought into desolation as in a moment? They are utterly consumed with terror.
人睡醒了,怎样看梦? 主啊,你醒了,也必照样轻看他们的影像。
As a dream when one awakes, so Lord, when thou awakes, thou shalt despair their image.
因而我心里发酸,肺腑被刺。
Thus my heart was grieved, and I was pricked in my reins.
我这样愚昧无知,在你面前如畜类一般。
So foolish was I, the ignorant. I was as a beast before thee.
然而我常与你同在, 你缠着我的右手。
Nonetheless, I'm continually with thee. Thou hast holden me by my right hand.
你要以你的训言引导我, 以后必接我到荣耀里。
Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterward receive me to glory.
除你以外, 在天上我有谁呢? 除你以外, 在地上我也没有所爱慕的。
Whom have I in heaven but thee, and there is none upon earth that I desire besides thee?
我的肉体和我的心肠衰残,但神是我心里的力量,又是我的福分,直到永远。My
flesh and my heart fails, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever.
远离你的必要死亡,凡离弃你行邪淫的,你都灭绝了。
For lo, they that are far from thee shall perish. Thou hast destroyed all them that go whoring from thee.
但我亲近神是与我有益。我以主耶和华为我的避难所,好叫我述说你一切的作为。
But it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare all thy works.
我们再一点祷告。Let's
have words of prayer.
天父,我们感谢你把你的话赐给我们。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for granting us with your words.
我们读你的话,需要你圣灵的开启。
As we read your words, we need your spirit to open us.
因为只有你是说话的主。
For you are the only Lord who speaks.
若不是出于你的话,对我们都不能实际产生任何的益处。
If the words are not from you, then there is no beneficial for us.
我们无依无靠地一同来到你的面前。
We depend on no one but you, and we come before you.
求你像说的,像翻译的,像听话的,都说话。
Please speak to the one who speaks, the one who translates, and the one who listens.
我们一同等候在你的面前。
Together we wait before you.
因为当你的话临到我们,我们里面的人就可以活过来。
When your words come upon us, the inner man are quickened.
当你的话临到我们, 我们里面就可以明亮。
When your words come upon us, our inner hearts become brightened.
求你今天大大的施恩给我们。
Be gracious toward us today.
天父,我们求你纪念你的旨意。
Heavenly Father, we ask you to remember your will.
求你纪念你的旨意。 你的名。
Pray that you remember your name.
求你纪念你的国度。
Remember your kingdom.
所以求你把话从宝座倾倒下来。
Therefore, please pour down your words from your throne.
虽然时间是有限的。
Although we have limited time.
虽然我们的领受是有限的。
Although we are also limited in receiving.
但求你照着我们所可以承受的最大的度量。
But,
倾倒给我们。
Pray that you pour down according to the maximum capacity we can receive.
我们无依无靠地向你仰望。
We come before you without any other dependence.
愿你得着你的教会，成为你荣耀彰显的器皿。
Pray that you gain your church, become the vessel of your glory.
求你捆绑恶者一切的搅扰。
Pray that you bind all the evil schemes of the enemy.
求主耶稣的宝血在厚厚地遮盖一切。
May the precious blood of Lord Jesus Christ covers everything.
求主的圣灵来做人所不能做的工作。
May the Spirit of the Lord does the work that man cannot do.
我们在这里就是要遇见主你自己。
We are here to meet Lord yourself.
求你圣灵在我们身上做工。
May your Holy Spirit work among us.
赞美你，感谢你。
Pray you and thank you.
奉主耶稣的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.我记得在做学生的时候发生过这样一件事情。
I remember when I was still a student, something happened like this.
这个学生最有压力的事情应该就是考试。
The most pressure that a student have probably should be taking examinations.
那考试呢，大家都盼望有一个好的成绩。
When it comes to exams, of course, everyone will hope to have good grades.
所以为了有一个好的成绩呢，大家基本上都是很努力的。
So in order to have good grades, basically everyone try their best.
但是考试的情况呢，跟你的努力呢，就不一定是一定是成正比的。
But the result of the test is might not be in direct proportion to how much you try.
有时候出的题目呢是在你努力的范围之外的。
Sometimes the questions of the exams might be outside of what you have already studied.
所以在考试的时候呢，就考验出一个人他是活在什么样的情况底下。
So during the exams, it actually tests what kind of condition one lives in.
所以有的人呢，他的眼睛就看到好成绩，好成绩。
So sometimes one's eyes only focus on good grades.
所以为了好成绩的缘故呢，什么事都可以做得出来。
So in order to get good grades, he can do everything together.
所以当过学生的可以说，能够看见从头到尾都不作弊的呢，这是很少的。
So it is really rare to see a student from beginning to the end never cheat.
我记得我们在念研究所的时候。
I remember when I was in graduate school.
我不晓得美国的研究生怎么样哈。
I don't know how those graduate students in the States are.
我们那时候做研究生的时候，我们听起研究生是蛮高尚的啊。
Back then when we were graduate students, when we heard this name, it seems pretty.
这个不管怎么样也挤进这个知识分子的这个圈子啊。
No matter what, it is still part of the highly educated people.
知识分子应该很高尚。
For those highly educated, they should be they should have high standard.
可是面对考试的时候，这一切的高尚可能就不一定看见。
But when facing exams, however, all those high level you might not even realize it.
所以呢，就发生了这样的现象。
So something happened like this.
作弊的呢，过关了。
So those who cheated, they passed.
没有作弊呢，就当掉了。
Those who did not cheat, they failed.
这是一个现实。
It was a fact.
我想每一个人都面对这个现实。
I think everyone faced this kind of reality.
所以这个现实呢，每个人面对的时候心态都不同哈。
So when one faces this kind of reality, everyone has different attitude.
我只描述这个事实。
I'm only describing a fact.
这公理自在人心。公理自在人心。
So the justice is actually in each one's heart.
也发生另外一个情形。
And there's also another condition.
写论文的时候。
When we wrote thesis.
这个不抄的人呢，写得很辛苦。
Those who never copy others, they wrote in a very difficult. They had a very difficult time writing it.
抄的人写得很快。
For those who copy others, they had a very quick time.
很快就毕业了。
And they graduated very quickly.
然后抄的人呢，就反过来看这个不抄的人真笨。
And those who copy others, they look back to those who did not copy others. They actually laugh at them, say they were stupid.
你不抄也不见得写的水准比较高啊。
Even you did not copy others, but your writing was might not be better than others.
但是不抄的人不抄的人呢，就耻笑这个不抄的人。
But those who copy others, they laugh at those who did not copy.
我们花一年，你要花两年。
We spent 1 or 2 years.
结果还不是一样。
But isn't the result was the same?
这文凭还不是那一张。
We still got the same diploma.
还是出去做工吗？还是出去工作吗？
And we also go to work.
我想这都是人所面临的一个现实。
I think those are all the reality that people face.
那我们看这个诗篇这里的人。
As we look at the person in Psalm.
这一个人呢，他心中有愁苦。
This person has bitterness in him.
他发现他要走在神的心意里面。
He found that if he walks in the will of God.
可是呢，他周围的环境呢，他不愿意走在神的心意里面。
But all the circumstances behind next to him is not willing to walk in the will of God.
那个不愿意走在神心意里面的人呢？很发达。
Those who are not willing to walk in the way of God are prosperous.
不但很发达，而且反过来呢，成为愿意走在神心里面的人的一个为难。
Not only they are prosperous, but also they become the stumbling stone for those who would like to walk in the way of God.
所以就制造了许多的苦，在这些愿意跟随人的、跟随主的人身上。
So they have created a lot of afflictions on those who are willing to follow God.
所以他说，神的子民归到这里，喝尽了满杯的苦水。
So here says that God's people return here, and they have drank all the waters of full cup.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
你跟随主，你会不会落在这种情况
？Are you falling into this kind of condition as you follow God？
你会不会觉得跟随主很困难呢？
Do you feel that following the Lord is so hard?
你会不会觉得跟随主好像你损失太多了？
Do you feel that following the Lord, you have had a lot of loss?
你是不是在考虑干脆放弃算了？
Are you considering just give up?
这个人好像有点味道这样。
This person has this kind of condition.
但是神在他身上的工作又是很真实的。
But the work of God on him is so real.
因为他发现呢，神有管教的手在他手上。
Because he realized that the disciplined hand of God is upon him.
就这个人，他觉得跟随主不错，但是呢，又看到别人的发达很羡慕。
This person feels that it is good to follow the Lord, but he also envies those who are so prosperous.
他有一点想要学人家，但是每次一想学人家呢。哎，神管教授就来了。
He would like to learn from others, but whenever he learns others, then the disciplined hand of God is upon him.
这神管教授一来的时候呢，那他又不敢去做那些得罪主的事。
Whenever the disciplined hand of God is upon him, then he no longer dares to do those things against God.
那他就在两难当中啊。
So he was in between those two dilemmas.
我到底是要跟随主呢，还是不要跟随主呢
？Should I follow the Lord or not？
跟随主呢，跟的心不甘情不愿。
To follow the Lord, but not willingly.
而不跟随主呢，心里也不舒服。
If not follow the Lord, his heart is not peaceful.
所以处在这种很为难的情况。
So he's in great dilemma.
他不知道怎么办。
He doesn't know what to do.
但是等到他进到了神的圣所。
But until he went into the sanctuary of God,
他思想
在重新的思想所面对的一切的事情。
Then he started to rethink of everything he faced.
他开始明白的事情。
He started to understand.
这里给我们提醒一件事情。
Here reminds us one thing.
我们现在看我们周遭的事情。
As we look at the things happening around us.
是你要根据事情来分析事情呢？
Are you trying to analyze things according to what happens?
根据人的说法来理解你的前途呢？
Are you trying to understand your future according to what men say?
还是你愿意带到神的面前？
Or you would like to bring it before God?
带到主的面前。
Bring it before the Lord.
让主来启示你。
Let the Lord to reveal to you.
你如果根据人的角度看事情，
If you look at things according to the point of view of man,
作弊的仍然作弊。
Those who cheat still cheat.
得罪主的仍然得罪主。
Those who sin against the Lord still sin against the Lord.
恐怕难以有回头的机会。
Rarely they should have the opportunity to return.
但是你来到神的面前。
But if you come before God,
你进到了圣所。
Enter into the sanctuary.
在圣所。特别是来到至圣所。
In the sanctuary, especially the holies of holies.
在会幕或者圣殿都有一个地方叫至圣所。
Whether it's in tabernacle or the temple, there is a place called holies of holies.
那个至圣所里面呢，就是有约柜。
In the holies of holies, there's the ark of covenant.
那约柜里面呢，有法版，有十诫法版。
Inside the ark, there's the Ten Commandments, the tablet.
约柜的上面呢，有一个施恩座。
Above the ark, there's the throne of grace.
施恩座的上面呢，有两个基路伯。
Above the throne of grace, there are two cherubims.
在至圣所里面呢，是完全没有光的。
In the holies of holies, there's completely no light.
我这没有光是指的我们肉眼看的光。
This light means the fleshly eye light that our the light that our flesh can see.
不管是从圣殿或者是从会幕来看。
Whether we see it from the temple or from the tabernacle.
在外院呢是有这些阳光，这些自然的光。
In the outer court, there's the natural light.
到了圣所呢，就没有这些阳光，这些自然光。
In the holy place, there's no longer the natural light.
到了圣所呢，是那个灯台的光，见证的光。圣所。
In the holy place, there's the light from the lampstand.
到的至圣所呢，是没有肉眼可以看见的光。
In the holies of holies, there's no light that the flesh eye can see.
但却是有神的光。
But there's the light of God.
所以人来到神的面前。
So when men come before God.
在约柜的面前。
Before the ark of covenant.
就需要受这个律法的光照。
They should be enlightened by the commandment, by the laws.
如果我们用外面的光来看，我们就觉得很困难。
We find it difficult if we see this from the outside light.
但是神他用他的光光照我们。
But God enlightened us by His own light.
让我们知道我们在神面前是什么样的光景。
So we know that what kind of condition we are before God.
让我们知道世人在神面前是什么样的光景。
So we know that what kind of condition that people are before God.
所以这一篇写诗篇的人。
So the psalmist here.
他说他到了圣所之后。
After he went into the sanctuary.
他开始看见，原来他觉得那些很发达的人。
He started to see that all those people he thought they were prosperous.
如果他们在神面前的光景是不对的。
If their condition before God was wrong.
他说神是实在把他们安在华地，要使他们，而且使他们掉在沉沦之中。
He said that God truly put them in the slippery places and cast them down into destruction.
就是他看见那些的光景呢，在神面前是在一个非常危险的情况底下。
He saw those conditions before God was very dangerous.
他发现他居然是羡慕那些危险的情况。
He realized that he actually envied those people in dangerous conditions.
他如果不是来到神面前
，If he did not come before God，
他就不知道他是蒙神的怜悯。
He wouldn't know he's been gracious by God.
所以他说：“至于我，我的脚几乎失散，
Therefore, 我的
脚几乎滑跌。”
Therefore, he said, "But as for me, my feet were almost gone, my steps were almost slipped."
可见他恐怕差点要走下去了。
That shows that he almost went in.
他走进去呢，就跟那些人一样。
If he walked in, then he would be the same as others.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们在跟随主的时候，是不是有这样的问题呢
？Do we have the same kind of problem as we follow the Lord?
觉得信主太难了。
We feel that to believe the Lord is so hard.
跟随主太难了。
To follow the Lord is so difficult.
早知道信主这样子，都不要信算了。
If I had known this is the condition that I would be in to believe the Lord, I better not believe at all.
但是这个人他在圣所看到的不止如此。
But what this person saw in the sanctuary was not like this.
他看见了在神的光里面神的律法底下神怎样看人的结局。
He saw how God sees the end of man in the light of God and also under his law.
他就知道他自己呢是一个没有理解力的人是一个无知的人。
Then he realized that himself was foolish and ignorant.
但是呢，他心里不停的不，他的看见不停留在这个地方。
But his enlightening was not only stopped here.
他看见神在暗中、在明处、在扶持他。
He saw that God was uplifting him in secret places and also in open places.
他可能有很多次都要跌下去了。
Many times he almost fell.
但是呢，神把他扶起来。
But God lifted him up.
叫他能够走神要他走的道路。
So that he was able to walk the way that God wanted him to walk.
而且他也看见神的话成为引导他的那个实际的一个指标。
And he also saw that God's words become the reality of guidance for him.
所以神的话在他的心中呢，就越来越重要。
So God's words in his heart becomes more and more important.
神的话越来越重要，神的旨意就会越来越明朗。
As God's words become more important, so is God's will become more revealed.
如果神的话，你只相信99%。
If you only believe 99% of God's words.
虽然你只有1%，你觉得你不需要。
Although there might only be 1%, you feel that's no need for you.
但是可能因为这1%的缘故，神心头上最重要的旨意，你始终不能明白。
But maybe it's because of this 1%, the most important will of God, you still cannot understand.
所以神要在我们身上做工到一个地步。
So God will work on us to the point that
神要我们100%相信他的话。
God wants us to believe in his words 100%.
你看得懂的时候，你看得懂的话，你相信。
You believe those words, you understand.
你看不懂。你仍然相信。
But you still believe for those words you do not understand.
你会解释的，你相信。
You believe in those that you can explain.
你不会解释的，你仍然100%相信。
You still trust that in 100% for those words you cannot explain.
你要等候主，将他的话向你打开。
You have to wait upon the Lord to open his words before you.
这个人在神面前得这样的恩典。
This person has received this kind of grace before God.
结果神的话在他里面的分量就越来越重。
Therefore, the portion, the importance of God's words become more heavily in him.
神的话向他越来越开启。
The God's words become more open to him.
神救恩的蓝图在他里面就越来越清楚。
The blueprint of God's salvation in him become more clear.
神心意要做的事情在他里面就越来越具体。
What God would like to do in his will become more concrete, become more real in him.
神的路在他的心里面 就越来越明朗。
The way of God in him becomes more and more clear.
如果你不能够明白神的旨意，
If you do not understand the way of God.
如果你不能够知道神的路，
If you do not know the way of God.
你没有可能不被这个世界上面所流行的东西拖走的。
It's impossible that you do not be dragged away by those fashion things in the world.
但这一个人他在神面前，神的话重到一个地步，神的心意可以向他打开。
But this person before God, God's words is so important to him to the point that God's will is open for him.
神在神的旨意在他个人身上要成就的，他可以接受。
For all the God's will that will accomplish on himself, he's able to accept.
神的旨意在全体神的儿女身上所要成就的，他可以看见。
And he's able to see God's will that will accomplish, incorporate God's children.
我们不得不承认，
We cannot confess.
大部分的神的儿女，
most of God's children.
如果有看见的话，还是看到自己。
If they see something, but still see themselves.
需要神很大的怜悯。
We truly need great mercies from God.
需要神很深的工作。
We truly need depth of work from God.
才能叫我们里面被开启。
Then our inner man can be opened up.
让我们看见神在他全体的儿女身上所要成就的一个那个荣耀的旨意。
So we can see the glorious will that God will accomplish on his the corporate children.
也就是神的荣耀他的彰显不是只在少在一些个人而已。
That is to say the manifestation of God's glory is not just on individuals.
神的荣耀彰显要借着全体的儿女在那里彰显。
The manifestation of God's glory will reveal through all of his children.
所以我们的这个度量如果不能够被提升到那个能够有能力能够看到全体的这个角度，我们就看不懂。
So if our capacity cannot be enlarged to the point that we can see an incorporate point of view, then we cannot understand.
所以这是神在我们身上很重要的工作。
So this is the important work that God does on us.
而神在全体身上所要做的，如果不能成就。
And what God would like to do in His corporate children, if cannot be accomplished.
我们个人要得到荣耀呢，也还等着，也还得不到。
And also, it's impossible for individuals to gain glory.
神是在他全体的旨他中心的旨意里面成就之后，个人才在当中得荣耀。
So only when God's central will upon His corporate children be accomplished, then the individual can gain glory.
所以，一个信主的人，如果你真正亲近主。
So if one who believes the Lord really draw close to the Lord,
你真正爱主，
if you truly love the Lord,
你不可能后来走到只是个人主义。
It's impossible for you to walk into individualism.
你一定蒙神的怜悯，神要开启你他心头上最重的旨意。
God's grace will be upon you to open to you the most important will of His heart.
因为神救我们的目的。
For the purpose that God saved us,
很清楚，
very clearly,
他不是救我们之后把我们留在原来的生活里面，只是停留在这个阶段。
Not that after He saved us, He does not want us to stay in our current living condition.
他救我们之后，神奥秘的旨意就是要把我们带到荣耀里面去。
After He saves us, the mystery of God's will is to bring us into glory.
虽然这个明白神的荣耀，或者是懂神的荣耀，不是一下子的事情。
Although it is not a moment for us just to understand or to know God's glory.
但是这一个事情呢，在每一个神的儿女心中呢，应当都是要很重要的。
But this should be something very important in each one of children of God.
所以这个写诗篇的人。
So the psalmist,
他来到圣所，
he come to a sanctuary,
他在神的光的光照底下，
under the light of God,
在神律法的这样的一个判定底下，
under the judgment of God's law,
在神的恩典的扶持底下，
under the lifting of God's grace.
他发现神带领他走的是一条荣耀的路。
He realized the way that God lead him to walk on is a glorious way.
所以他慢慢慢慢看懂了。
So slowly he started to understand.
不但看懂了，他欢欢喜喜地接受了。
Not only understand, but he accepted with joy.
有的时候我们看懂了，还我们不要。
Many times that we understand, but we don't want it.
哦，这样子啊，算了，那不要了。
If so, then forget it.
但是这个写诗篇的人呢，他要。
But this psalmist, he wants it.
他不但要，他心里有一个把握。
Not only he wants it, but he has a steadfast hope in his heart.
他说呢，以后必接我到荣耀里。
He said that later he will receive me into glory.
以后必接我到荣耀里。
And afterwards receive me to glory.
这是一个信心的话。
That's the word come of his faith.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们现在在跟随主。
Now we are following the Lord.
你会不会觉得你今天在主面前所经过的每一步路是往荣耀里去的？
Do you feel that each step you experience before the Lord takes you into glory?
你会不会觉得你在工作的时候你的一切的表现是要被带到荣耀里面去的？
Do you feel that as you work, everything you do will be bringing into glory?
你会不会觉得你今天在家里面生活，你跟你的妻子、丈夫、孩子或者你的爸爸妈妈在一起的时候，这是通往荣耀的路的一个过程。
Do you feel that it is a process to glory as you live in your family, your interaction with your husband, wife, children, and parents?
你会不会觉得你今天来聚会，你跟弟兄姊妹在一起生活，你跟弟兄姊妹在一起追求，是通往荣耀路的一个必经之路呢？
Have you ever feel that it is the way that you must go through as you go into glory, as you come to gatherings, as you living together with brothers and sisters and seeking together with them?
如果你不觉得，
If you don't feel that way,
我相信你会羡慕那些不信主的人或者不愿意跟随主的人他们的生活的方式。
I believe you will envy those non-believers or those who are not willing to follow God.
而且你如果觉得主好像给你的祝福不够的话，你还会抱怨。
And you will even complain if you feel the blessing that Lord gives you is not enough.
万一很不巧的又受一点苦呢，那你就会受不了。
If unfortunately, then you also suffer a little bit, then you won't be able to stand anymore.
但是如果你已经发现了一个通往荣耀的路。
But if you already discovered the way into glory.
而且这个通往荣耀的路呢，是你现在无时无刻每一个机会里面，你都在那个过程当中。
And if this way of glory is for you in each opportunity that you are in that process.
你心里要不要欢喜快乐呢？
Wouldn't your heart be so glad and joyful?
你要不要觉得你现在的生活是很宝贝的呢？
Won't you feel that your living right now is so precious?
你要不要把握你现在可以得着的每一个机会呢？
Wouldn't you be taking the grab so hard opportunity that you're able to gain?
你在教你的孩子的时候，你要不要把他带往荣耀里去呢？
When you teach your children, wouldn't you want to bring them into glory?
你今天有一个机会能够在主面前得主的称许的时候，你要不要得着他呢？
If there's opportunity for you that God give you reward before him, wouldn't you want to get it?
你今天如果还有一次跟弟兄姊妹在一起受建造的机会，你要不要把握呢？
If you still have one more chance that you can be edified together with brothers and sisters, wouldn't you take the chance?
不要以为我们聚会是永远的。
Do not think that our gathering is forever.
我也不知道我下一次有没有机会来这里聚会啊。
I also don't know if I still have chance to come here gather next time.
我们的田弟兄给我们在这方面做一个见证。
Our brother Tian has testified us in this way.
他把握可以聚会的任何一次聚会啊。
He really take hold of each opportunity he was able to gather together.
如果我们还有一次的机会，
If we still have one more opportunity,
你要不要求主为你排除万难，把这个机会给你？
Are you going to ask the Lord to remove each obstacle so that you have this opportunity?
我认识一个年长的弟兄，
I know an elderly brother.
他开刀开了十四次。
He had a surgery for 14 times.
你这个我们的腹腔，这个腹部就这么大。
Our abdominal part is this big.
这开十四次，我不知道怎么开法。
I don't even know how he could have surgery for 14 times.
开了十四次的刀，胃没有了，肠也大部分都没有了，胆也没有了，哎什么，他有四个，至少有四个器官通通没有了。
A lot of organs, stomach, intestine.At least four organs were gone.
啊，如果我们是这样人的话，我躺在床上。
If I'm someone like him, I probably just lay on the bed.
不要来吵我。
Don't even bother me.
我的日子不多。
I don't even have much days left.
我要趁着可以的机会好好躺一躺。
I still want to lay here when I still have chance.
但是这个弟兄哈，跟我们走相反的路。
But this brother, he walked the opposite way from us.
他刚刚 他每一次开刀完都这样子，他刚刚 医生说好出院。
Every time it happened to him like this, whenever the doctor say, okay, you can leave the hospital.
回到家之后，赶快就跑来聚会。
As soon as he returned home, he came to the meeting.
他太太就他的姊妹啊，没事骂你都不知道保护你自己啊。
His wife always scold him that you don't even know how to protect yourself.
他就跟他太太就笑笑。
He smiled to his wife.
他不跟他吵架，跟他笑一笑。
He never argued with her but smiled to her.
我还是要去。
I still want to go.
他说我把握一次算一次。
For each chance I get, I just have it.
我觉得他心中有一种看见是别人没有看见的。
I feel that this understanding inside him is what others cannot understand.
比如说我们常说你说彼此相爱，彼此相爱。
We often say love each other.
我觉得我看那个弟兄哈，他那个爱哈，很奇妙的方法。
When I see this brother, his love is so amazing.
他来不能做什么的。
He really cannot do anything when he comes.
他刚刚从医院出来，他没有力量的。
He doesn't have any strength when he just got out of hospital.
他说我只要看到弟兄姊妹，哇，我的心就非常喜乐。
He said that as soon as I see brothers and sisters, my heart is so joyful.
还有我也不需要弟兄姊妹对我做什么。
I don't even need brothers and sisters do anything for me.
我看到弟兄姊妹，我里面就很满足了。
I'm so satisfied when I see brothers and sisters.
以弗所书第一章有讲。
The first chapter of book of Ephesians says.
需要智慧和启示的灵。
We need the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
启示我们神。得到众圣徒为他的产业，有何等丰盛的荣耀
？To reveal to us how great is the hope of God's inheritance.
神得到我们这些人，是他的荣耀。
When God receives to gain each one of us here is His glory.
你今天跟这些神荣耀要彰显的人在一起，你就好像与有荣焉了。
You feel you are also glorified for when you are with those whose God's glory will be manifested.
所以，好像他把握每一个机会是通往荣耀之路。
So as he take hold of each opportunity is on the way to glory.
我想那些在神面前哈被神开启的人，跟我这些没有被开启的人，那个差距是非常远的。
I believe there is a great distance between those whose hearts are open before the Lord and for me whose heart is not open.
那甚至我们觉得有点他有点神经兮兮的。
And I even thought maybe there's something wrong with him.
但是他看见他就是在那里享受神给他看见的。
But as he has seen it, he really enjoyed what God has let him see.
他去世的时候照理讲身体是很痛苦的。
When he passed away, logically speaking, his body was in great pain.
因为听说连吗啡都不能解决那个痛。
Because I heard that even morphine cannot resolve that kind of pain.
但是神呢给他恩典，让他呢不用打止痛药，他能够克服那个痛。
But God gave him the grace that he was able to overcome such pain without any painkiller.
他的心是喜乐的, 所以他的脸是喜乐的。
His heart was joyful, so his face was so joyful.
这是在神面前蒙恩的人。
This is someone who received grace before God.
你知道我们在愁苦当中, 我们不能喜乐。
You know that when we are in bitterness, we cannot have joy.
但神用他的安慰, 叫我们可以喜乐。
But God, through His comfort, He's able to let us be joyful.
所以上次我们提到, 神的安慰, 不是只叫你的情绪得到一个解决而已。
So last time we mentioned that the comfort of God is not only just to resolve the problem of our mood.
神的安慰背后有很强大的能力。
What is behind the comfort of God has a great power.
而且神的安慰是把你带到这个复活的光景。
And the comfort of God brings you into the condition of resurrection.
神的安慰是带有前瞻性的。
The comfort of God has future.
神不像我们很短视。
Unlike us, God is not short-sighted.
我们一些小小，我们就是看得很短，非常短。
We only see something very close before us.
我们笑别人比看得短，其实我们自己一样很短。
We laugh at others who are short-sighted, but actually we are too.
但是神要在他的光中来帮助我们，把我们的近视眼医治好。
But God in His light will help us to heal our short-sightedness.
神要用他的安慰。 使得我们的眼睛能够穿透这个时间的这个范围。
Through God's comfort, He will enable our eyes to go through the limitation of time.
神用他的安慰，要使我们的眼睛能够穿透这物质各方面的限制。
Through God's comfort, He's able to enable our eyes to pass through all the limitations of materials.
人在神面前是没有什么可以夸口的。
There's nothing we can boast about before God.
再聪明的人都想不到神的事情。
Even the most wise person can never understand the things of God.
所以神说什么？他为我们所预备的，是眼睛呢没有看过的，耳朵呢没有听过的，我们的心呢都没有想过的。
So God says that what He has prepared for us is eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, and hearts have never thought of.
所以不管你是念什么大学。
So regardless of what college you are in,
你都要承认这件事情。
Then you have to confess.
神为我们预备的, 是我眼睛没有看过的, 耳朵没听过的, 人心没有想过的。
What God has prepared us is what our eyes have never seen, ears have never heard, and our heart have never thought of.
不要自抬身价。
Do not even boast our.
把神的事情看得太简单。
To take God's things to be too easy.
啊，你觉得你好像懂一个观念啊？我懂了，我懂了，我懂了。Just
think I understand already.
真要懂了，肯定还没懂。Truly,
maybe you actually don't understand at all.
因为神的旨意是很丰富的。Because
God's will is so rich.
我们需要来到至圣所，来到神的面前。
We have to come to the holiest of holies to come before God.
医治我们这个有病的眼睛。
To heal our eyes which are sick.
有的是有病，有时候是根本就瞎的。
Some might be in illness, but some might be even blind.
其实我们在神面前，照着真正的光景是，都是生来瞎眼的。
Actually, before God, when we have this true light, we are all blind.
但是神要 医治我们这个生来瞎眼的,
but God is to heal us who are born blind.
叫我们看见神创造我们的目的是什么?
So that we can see what is the purpose that God created us.
叫我们看见神把我们摆在这个世界上面的目的是什么?
So that we can truly see what is the purpose that God placed us on earth.
叫我们看见我们罪得赦免的目的是什么?
So that we can see what is the purpose for our sins to be forgiven.
所以神要在他的光中把我们带到
So in His light, God will bring us into the reality of the kingdom.
不是指地上的国度,
not the kingdom on earth.
这个十二使徒啊, 主耶稣带着十二使徒,
the 12 apostles.
他十二使徒的观念就是地上的观念。
The The point of view that the 12 apostles have are those things on earth.
在十二使徒身上所发生的事，恐怕在今天在我们身上也常常发生。
What happened to those 12 apostles probably often happen to us today.
这十二使徒啊，经过一场震惊之后，就是主耶稣被钉十字架死了。
The 12 apostles, after a great shock to them, which was Lord Jesus being crucified and dead.
又一个强大的震撼来，主耶稣居然复活了。
And it was a great impact to them that Lord Jesus risen.
他说：“哎呀，这下子希望来了。”
They said, "Oh, great, there's hope."
主耶稣在地上复活以后，跟他们在一起的四十天。
Lord Jesus, after he raised from the dead, he was with them 40 days on earth.
主耶稣跟他们讲神的国。
Lord Jesus talked to them about the kingdom of God.
主耶稣告诉他们许多许多事情。
Lord Jesus told them many things.
主耶稣把圣经向他们打开。
Lord Jesus opened up the scripture for them.
这些圣经都是指着我的，都是指着耶稣基督的。
All those scriptures point up to Lord Jesus Christ.
哎呀，他们心里很受帮助啊。
And their heart was greatly being helped.
但是主耶稣说，他要升天了。
But Lord Jesus said, "I will ascend on high."
他们就发一个问题。
And they question,
主啊，你复兴以色列国是在这个时候吗？
Lord, are you going to restore the kingdom of Israel? Is it this time?
这是那一批以色列人那些犹太人哈，心里很重很重的负担。
That's the most heavy burden for the Jewish and the Israelites.
因为他们看到的只是这个地上的政权。
Because they only saw the political power on earth.
他们以为神的国是为地上的政权来效力的。
They thought the kingdom of God is working for the political system on earth.
所以他们所有的想法都是地上。
So all their thoughts are things of earth.
但主知道说再讲还是不明白了。
And Lord says, even if he say even more, they still cannot understand.
不懂就是不懂，再讲还是不懂。
They could not understand no matter how much Lord says.
你们在耶路撒冷等。
Wait in Jerusalem.
等到圣灵降临在你们身上。
Until the Holy Spirit come upon you.
你就懂了。
Then you understand.
圣灵降临在你们身上，你们要从耶路撒冷起，犹太全地，撒玛利亚，直到地极，为神的国度做见证。
When the Holy Spirit is upon you, you will be testifying for the kingdom of God. Start from Jerusalem to Judea to Samaria.
就是神现在所要做的，是神的国度的事情。
So what God will do now is regarding to His kingdom.
神对地上的政治没兴趣。
God has no interest to any political power on earth.
神对地上的任何一个政权都没兴趣。
God has no interest in any of the political system on earth.
神预备我们这些得救的人。
God has prepared us who are saved.
叫我们带进天国的显现。
So we can bring in the manifestation of heavenly kingdom.
所以神要我们这些得救的人。
So God would like us who are saved.
我们的眼睛不能只看在地上。
Our eyes are not only see the things of earth.
我们的眼睛要穿过一切的障碍。
Our eyes have to pass through all the obstacles.
能够看见神国度的实际。
Then we can see the reality of God's kingdom.
能够活在神国度天国的实际。
We can live in the reality of the heavenly kingdom.
今天在教会里面要有天国的实际，将来才有天国的显现。
Today in church, there has to be a reality of the kingdom. Then in the future, there will be the manifestation of the kingdom.
所以那些蒙神安慰的人。
So those who are being comforted by God.
神要把国度的那个光赏给他们。
God will give the light of the kingdom to them.
让他们看见他们的盼望不在地上。
So that they will see their hope is not on earth.
他们的盼望是在那个国度降临那个时候才是真正的盼望。
Their hope, which is the true hope, when the heavenly kingdom comes.
他们的赏赐在哪里？
Where is their reward?
他们的荣耀在哪里？
Where is their glory?
他们蒙神恩典，还有宝座在哪里？
They receive the grace of God and also His throne.
你知道，当主再来之后
，You know after Lord comes again.
有一批人要与主一同作王一千年。
There is a group of people to together be with King with him for a thousand years.
而且圣经告诉我们
，And the Bible tells us.
岂不知 你们要审判世界和天使吗？
Don't you know that you will judge the world and angels?
这有一个审判的权柄。
There is the power of judgment.
不但审判世人世界，
Not only judge the world,
还要审判天使。
And also judge angels.
你想过吗？
Have you thought of that?
你觉得这个事情是不是太大？
Have you ever thought this is a great thing?
还是你觉得这个事情很无所谓？
Or you feel this is nothing.
但是神借着他安慰的光要赏给那些愿意得着的人。
But through the light of God's comfort, he will give to those who would like to receive.
所以神安慰叫一个人可以不顾一切的活在神的面前。
So God's comfort enables a person to regardless of anything that he would like to live before God.
不管别人怎么看他。
No matter how others see him,
他可以活在神的面前。
He is able to live before God.
他可以因为神不断的安慰他，他愿意在别人耻笑他的时候，他活在神的面前。
Because God's comfort is always upon him, so that even when others laugh at him, he is still able to continually live before God.
就好像有一些学生
，like some students,
虽然别人作弊
，although others cheat,
虽然我会当掉。
Although I might fail,
我还是不要作弊。
But I still don't cheat.
我宁愿被当掉都不要作弊。
I would rather be failed, but I still don't cheat.
这样的人你不要小看他。
Do not look light upon those kind of people.
这样的人被别人是轻看的。
They might be despised by others.
这样的人可能是被神重看的。
But God truly look heavily upon them.
所以神的安慰是带着很强的把你推到那个神的那个荣耀的丰富里面去的。
So God's comfort can greatly push you into the riches of His glory.
而且圣灵在人身上做奇妙的工作。
And the Holy Spirit on people does an amazing work.
时间是没有了
哈。My time is up.
个人得不着荣耀，个人得不着神的安慰。
If an individual cannot receive the comfort of God,
就神就不容易找到那个可以供应安慰的器皿。
Then it is hard for God to find a vessel that can become the channel of His comfort.
我们有时候是不是很盼望人家来安慰我们呢？
Don't we often hope that we can be comforted by others?
有些人在困难当中觉得很委屈。
One feels very sorrowful when he's in difficulties.
为什么都没有人可以安慰我呢？
Why there's no one able to comfort me?
为什么没有呢？
Why there's no one?
我们必须承认。
We have to confess that.
我们在神面前受的安慰太少了。
The comfort we receive from God is too little.
少到一个地步，太穷了。
Too little to the point that we're so poor.
贫乏到一个地步是一无所有。
Poor to the point, actually there is nothing.
所以该给的时候呢，没有东西可以给出去。
So when we should give out, there's nothing we can give.
不是不想给，是没有。
Not that we don't want to give, but we have nothing.
没有就是没有，你怎么给？
There's nothing, so how can we give out?
他是神。并不希望一直这样的光景。
But God does not want us to stay in this kind of condition.
神要借着那些在神面前得到神安慰的人。
God, through those vessels, those people who are being comforted by Him.
你得到了神的安慰。
You, when you have received the comfort of God.
不是只为着你自己。
Not only for yourself.
当然你是首先享受到好处。
Of course, you are the one who first enjoy all the benefits.
但是不是只是留在你身上。
But it does not stay on you.
神要把安慰给你，让你真的是认识，让你真的是明白神他是何等的爱你，神是何等的怜悯你。
God gives you all the comfort, so He would like you to understand how much He loves you and how much He has mercy on you.
神要让你知道神的旨意是何等的真实。
God would like you to know that how real is His will.
荣耀之路。是何等的实际。
How real is the way of glory?
但是神不是只要你一个人。
But God does not only want to gain yourself.
神是让你得着，经历到，然后让你成为一个神使用的器皿。
God would like to you to receive, experience, and enable you become a vessel.
所以就可以成为一个神安慰流出去、供应出去的这个安慰的器皿。
So the it can become the vessel allowed for God's comfort to go pass through.
所以不要轻看你今天任何一个可以尝到神恩典、经历神的任何一个机会。
So do not look lightly upon any opportunity you are able to taste His comfort.
你千万不要小看这个机会。
Do not look lightly upon those opportunities.
因为它不是只解决你的问题而已。
Because they are not only resolving your own problem.
你也不要因为你现在遇到的环境非常的困难。
And not that the environment, the circumstances you face is so difficult.
你就已经认定说神啊。你做不到，你不可能帮助我的。
Then you set your heart to say that God, it's impossible for you to help me.
只有你不要，神没有做不到。
Only that you do not want it, but there's nothing impossible for God to do.
在神面前，没有一个困难太大的。
Before God, there is no difficulty that is too great.
只是看你的心，你是不是要神。
It depends on your heart whether you like to have God or not.
只是看你的心，你是不是愿意不顾一切的要神来恩待你，来成就人所不能做的工作。
It depends on your heart that whether you want God to be gracious upon you to accomplish the work that man cannot do.
如果你真的是无依无靠的，愿神在你的艰难的问题、艰难的环境里面得到他的荣耀。神一定做人所不能做的工作。
If you truly depend on no one but God, you would like to receive glory among all your difficult circumstances. God will glorify you.
神要把你的抱怨变成赞美。
God will change your complaint into praise.
神要把你里面的苦毒能化为甜美的流露。
God will change the bitterness in you into all the outflow of sweetness.
所以神要使你成为供应安慰的器皿。
So God will enable you become the vessel of His comfort of blessing.
所以教会在那里受主的建造的时候。
So when the church is being edified by the Lord.
这个安慰的器皿是不可以缺少的。
So that this vessel of comfort is definitely in need.
谁愿意无依无靠地来到神面前呢？
Who would like to come without any other dependence but God?
谁愿意在那里用信心、用专一来到主面前去支取他那个无限的供应呢？
Who would like to come before God to receive all His unlimited supply with faith?
谁愿意在神面前有这样的心愿说：“主啊，你把我的难处变成我信心的食物。
Who is so willing to come before God to say the Lord, change all my difficulties into the food of my faith?
你把我所遇到的这些的难以解决的问题，成为我可以指着耶稣基督的名夸口的一个机会。
Change all those difficulties that's so hard to resolve into the opportunity that I am able to glorify in the Lord.
如果每个弟兄姊妹都有强烈向着主的心愿。
If each brothers and sisters have a heart that's so strongly toward the Lord.
如果每个弟兄姊妹都愿意直接来到主面前，去让神的安慰能够丰丰富富地临到他。
If each brothers and sisters are willing to come before the Lord to receive all His comfort abundantly.
当弟兄姊妹相遇的时候。
When brothers and sisters meet each other.
你就发现有说不完的话题。
Then you feel that there's unlimited topics to talk about.
你就会发现那些那块牛排好不好吃啊，那个电影好不好看呢，这些的话你不要叫他不讲，他就觉得这没什么好讲的。
then you realize all those talks, such as whether the steak tastes good or not, or the movie was good or not, not that they tell you not to say, but you feel it's in vain to say those.
就发现在弟兄姊妹当中有一团火在那里烧。
Then you feel there's this burning zeal of fire burn among the brothers and sisters.
有神丰满的同在在那里。
There is the great presence of God there.
可能环境很还是会遇到很多艰难的。
Maybe we still face a lot of difficulties in circumstances.
越艰难越有可以被赞美的东西出来。
The more difficult it is, the more praise we can talk about.
越有主荣耀的工作出现。
And there's more glorious work of the Lord.
所以神的安慰是神建造他的教会，建造基督的身体，不可或缺的一个重要的东西。
So the comfort of God is something greatly needed for God to build up His church and build up the body of Christ.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
带我们进入实际的经历。
Bring us into the reality of experience.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们把所交通的话放在你的手中。
Lord, we put what we have fellowship about into your hands.
愿你宝血遮盖。
May your precious blood cover them.
愿你圣灵启示。
May your Holy Spirit reveal them.
愿你得着我们，成为你手中贵重的器皿。
May you gain us become the precious vessel of your hands.
愿你得着你的教会，成为你荣耀彰显的器皿。
May you gain your church become the manifestation of your glory.
愿你吸引每一个圣徒，能够照你的旨意奔跑荣耀之路。
May you draw each saint so they are able to walk according to your will on the glorious way.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.